Give a hand for Jiffin and his talk on Keda.
So, good evening, everyone. Before going to my presentation, I just want to thank Jan and Niels. I guess these folks are organizing the Storage Devism for the last 6 years or seven.
Seven,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So, yeah. Today, I hope I'm audible and, yeah, the network is, sure. So, today I'm going to talk about auto-scaling feature in Kubernetes and how it can be done if using CADA for RGW specifically. So most of the presentation covered Ceph and Rook, and last presentation from Gaurav and Alexander was about Rook. So it's a bit advanced topic over that. So myself, Jiffin Tonithotta, and I'm working as backend engineer in IBM Storage, and I work closely with Rook and Ceph community. So as I mentioned before, like most of the talks already covered Ceph and Rook topics, so I mostly focus on CADA. So my section covers what is CADA and basic CADA concepts, then a brief thing about Rook operator, and finally a demo how the auto-scaling works. So what is CADA? So in the last presentation, one of the things Alexander mentioned, you can change the configuration, right, if you want to in the deployment. With help of auto-scaling, like, you don't want to change it. Like, it basically, the auto-scaler will find and scale the resource for you. And Kubernetes inbuilt have the HPA and VPA scalers. So CADA is kind of a bit, what you say, advanced version for the HPA. Like, so what CADA does, it makes the Kubernetes event-driven auto-scaling that simple. I don't know if you folks used HPA. So HPA by default support CPU and memory kind of scale. Like if your pod is using most lot of CPUs or something like that, it will scale. Or if you use memory, it will scale. But it also supports custom metrics. And CADA, and the one of the issue with the custom metrics, it does not have a standard version for that. Like even Prometheus has an implementation, even Kubernetes has an implementation, but nothing is standardized. So this is where CADA comes. And it started as a partnership between Microsoft and Red Hat, and it was donated to CNCF. And during the 2.0 version, like it maybe go through a major design change and all that stuff. And last couple of years back, like it got become a like incubation project. And currently, like it's on the 2.9 release, like that's the latest version. And I hope the next major change will happen in the third version in coming years. Now, going a bit about CADA concepts. So, as I mentioned, it automatically scales the Kubernetes resources like deployments or stateful sets like Replica or even custom resources. Then it has like inbuilt 50 scalers like a plugin which you can attach. Like, for example, you have Prometheus or like Kafka and RabbitMQ, AWS and Azure, all those big players are there. Then another thing is it just scales resources. It does not manipulate your data. Then the scaling is done on the event basis. So it doesn't want anything to do with your data. Like it won't manipulate your, like your RTLCD net or something like that. It just scales based on the events which is facing. And you can install CADA via OLM or Helm. Now, this is basic architecture with CADA. So CADA just enhances the HPA feature of the Kubernetes. So you need to have the Kubernetes cluster. Then there's an, on the bottom side, you can see an external resource, like which you given the information about like what resource or like what event you need to scale. And how the deployment will scale, it's based on a custom resource known as scaled object or scaled job. Now, the scaled object will be created by CADA, and CADA has like the three components. Like one is a scaler, like as I mentioned, like there are a lot of scalers, like it's a plugin for CADA. Then you have the CADA controller, basically it manages the CADA, CADA services and daemons. Then you have the metrics adapter. So the custom, okay, in the case of HPA, the custom matrix is driven by a matrix adapter. Like you need to provide a matrix adapter for the custom scaling. So CADA itself bring up a matrix adapter for that. Now you have your workload, and after that, based on the events, it may increase your deployment or it may decrease your deployment. And it does it with the help of HPA. Like even though you define a scaled object or a scaled job, then internally it creates an HPA. Now one of the differences is that like it can scale down to zero. Like normally with HPA, the scaling starts from one or like, and it ends on the maximum which you have defined. Then, yeah, that's all. And the matrix adapter I have covered. So yeah, the custom matrix is provided by the autoscaler, provided to autoscaler by this matrix adapter. Now I am just giving an example about scaled object because that's what I'm going to cover in today's presentation. So basically, it has a name, the metadata information. Then you can see the target ref, which will mention what type of resource you want to scale. Like by default, it will be deployment, but you can also add the replica sets or stateful resources. Then, if you have custom resource with the scale defined, you can also define that. So then you need to mention the type of resource. Like by default, if you give a name, it will be deployment. Then you can mention a replica count. Then you can give triggers. So triggers is the events which the based on scaling will happen, and you can define multiple triggers as well. So far, any questions or like? Okay, I'll move forward. Now, I am just mentioning a few. Most of them I already covered, like CADA features. It can scale down to zero if you want. Another part is like there's a failback replica count. If something happens to the cluster, you can fail back to one number. So it's not min or max. You can define a failback value. Maybe say your min is 3 and your 5 is your max, and you can set a failback 1 in some cases if you want to failback 2. It increases like post for auto scaling. Like you can start and stop. Like you don't delete the resources. You can just, you don't want to also delete the scaled object or something like that. But you can keep the resource and you can just do a post. Then CADA by default can expose the Prometheus matrix in the IST adapter as well as the Kafka events. And one thing is like you can also use secure connections like credentials and anything. Like it can be defined by another subclass or like subsection in the scaled, in the scale, like in the Prometheus, the type, in the scalar type, you can mention a subclass about the trigger or the like trigger authentication, which will offer like how you can authenticate with the server. Now today, the latest version, even you can have the events or metrics from the gRPC or like from the REST API, but I have never tried or I have never used those things. Now coming to RGW. So RGW case is very simple case for CADA. First of all, just brief through the Rook and RGW stuff. Like, so in the last presentation, they mentioned Rook is an orchestrator which controls the self-storage, and it simplifies the deployment and management services for the self-cluster. Now, here, for RGW, like the access can be given as an OBC, like something similar to PV or PVC for the file and block. Other resources known as self-object storage. So OBC, like you will get a bucket, but in case of self-object store user, like you will get the entire user credential too. So you can create multiple buckets and all those features can be done. Then other parties, like Rook also have a service monitor. So if you're familiar with Prometheus and all, like if Prometheus want to fetch the metrics from your daemon, like you need to have a service monitor. So what the service monitor does, the self-manager exports the metrics, and this metrics will be passed to the Prometheus server with the help of the service monitor. Now, for my test case, I'm using HSBench. So it's a performance evaluating tool for S3 workloads. So yeah, that will be tool, that will be S3 client, which I'll be using for RGW. Now, yeah, so in the demo, I cover like the Prometheus scaler will be using, and the self-cluster will be already deployed via Rook. And RGW is configured. Also, the Prometheus server is up and have defined the Prometheus, like the requirements for service monitors and all those stuff. Then I need to define a scaled object so that my RCW can scale. And the scaling is based on the metrics provided by the manager. So for RCW, most of the metrics are related to a performance counter. It's based on the how many requests we are receiving on the RCW server. It's nothing depends on the backend or something like that. So that's one thing which we may need to change. But currently, it's like a web server. Like when you are getting the request, based on request a lot, like the scaling will happen. Now I'll go to the demo. So, okay. Oh. I hope it's visible or like. So I am running a Minikube cluster for my demo purpose. Like everything is up and running, and I already installed. The look cluster, so you can see look operator is running, then RCW is also running. Currently I have only one RCW on my cluster. Then this is the service monitor, like the Prometheus, which look deploys. Then if you check the services, there are two RCW services. Like one is the internal service, which can be accessed for the Kubernetes workloads. And for my HSBench, I need to expose the RCW service. Hence, I am using the external RCW service. It's a node port, like it will just expose the RCW service on the UE machine. Then, yeah, there's also the Look Prometheus service as well. So I have created a Safe Subject Show user, and I need to pass these credentials for my demo, I mean, for my workload. This is a Prometheus operator running on the default namespace. Now I'll install the CADA via Helm. It's deployed. Just checking the ports up and running. Is it nothing? And so everything is up and running. Now I need to define the scaled object resource for RCW. Oh, sorry. I'm just taking the Prometheus web console UI. So I am doing the scaling based on the request, like Safe RCW request. So just showing the current value. That's it. Now I need to define the scaled object. So this is the in the GitHub repo, like this example is there, YAML file is there. So I have given the name for my scaled object, and I'm doing the scale, like the on the scaling on the deployment on the Safe Object, like RCW store. Set the minimum replica count 1 and maximum 3. Then this is the Prometheus endpoint, I mean the metrics endpoint, which I need to fetch the metrics. And this is the metrics name which I am giving. Like, so this is based on, this is a, like a definition for the triggers, nothing else. And the threshold value is 10. So basically, it's 10 million requests, not normal 10. I mean, now the scaled object is created. If you check for the scaled object and HPA, you can, we have defined the scaled object and HPA is automatically created. So this is the scaled object, and yeah, it is not active, that's why the state is unknown. And we have not defined the fallback, that's why. But it's ready for scaling. If you go for the, so for the scale object, and HPA will be triggered internally. So this is the current load on the RCW deployment, and current status, like you can see the min and max and the replica counts. Now I'm doing a watch on the ports and the scaled object and HPA. So yeah, now I am triggering the load. So for that, I need to fetch the credential from the Ceph user. So just getting the access key and secret key. So I'm triggering the HS bench. So HS bench have the access key, secret key, the endpoint details. Then currently I am running a load of like, so this is 1 MB is the size of the object and one directory, I mean one hierarchy. This is 10 clients it will be running and 1,000 objects. So this is triggered. Now on the left hand side, like still the, like it may take some time to reflect on that side, like the watch part. So you can see the load is increasing. So it's still not reaching that 10 million as I mentioned before. Like if it costs 10,000 or something like that, then it triggers the scaling. So still I have one port. Yeah, now it crossed the limit, 10,000. So if you look closely, like, so there is a kind of like, what is it, school of period or something like that. It will wait for some time, 90 seconds or something like that before scaling, then only the scale will happen. As you can see, like after crossing the limit, it just scaled one. Now it will scale again, still increasing the two ports. It's not satisfying the request, so it scaled again. Now the workload become a bit less. Still, it is about 10 million requests. So now if I execute here on the Prometheus server, like you can see three instances providing the same request. And now the fourth port is up. That's a four instances. Like if I go back to the terminal, yeah. So you can see a bit decrease in the load, but yeah, the load is never become less than 10. That's why it was still increasing. So yeah, I guess that's all I have. And I don't have the like the scaling down part. Like before that, it was taking a lot of time. So. That's it. Any questions or like? Awesome. We'll go back to the.
I got a question.
Yeah, sure.
What's the use case of scaling down to zero?
So I have a question. The question is, what's the use case of scaling down to zero? Maybe you can save those sources or see if you are not using that service up. It depends on you. Like if you want to define zero, like then it will. If it is ideal, it will scale to down to zero. That's it.
But will it then scale up fast enough?
Yeah, if it crosses the threshold, is coming up. I have played with zero, so I don't know whether RGW will have bug, because if you scale down, then the server is not the right for RGW.
Right.
So I'm not sure whether it will work for RGW, but yeah, majorly it will save up the resources if you have nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Would something like that work for scaling OSDs?
OSDs, I'm not quite sure, because OSD has a dependency of hard disk. So I don't know how Look will play in case of OSDs. But it can obviously work for NFS or it can work for MDSS.
Scaling OSD is very expensive.
Yeah.
You need to move big data. It doesn't fit this method of scaling up and down on a momentary thing. If you already move the data to OSD, you need big event.
Yeah.
Just whether that would be more of an upgrade to sort of.
I think the usual argument for OSD is that you have to have hard drives like in storage, you know, like to put OSDs on, and then you might as well deploy them right away because then Ceph will operate better.
But in public clouds, it's different because and then it's cost. You don't want to scale up because it costs you more, and you want to do it in the last minute. So it makes sense, but not using this. And the problem scaling down OSDs is also not a simple task. You need to do it orderly manner, otherwise you have a twist of errors. So just trying to take it down is tricky.
Yeah, thank you.
And I tried to write once a process how to, in the public cloud, how to take scale down system, take out OSD. It would document with screenshot something like 45 pages. If you want to do it in a safe manner, it's not simple. Because you need to talk with Kubernetes and Vuk. And it's not easy just scaling down in that safe manner.
Can you do the similar operation with Cephadium as well, like scaling RGWs based on...
So the question was, whether can we use SCADA for Cephadium, something like that. So I guess Cephadium mostly works with Podman. It does not need a Kubernetes, and this is specific to Kubernetes. So it's a Kubernetes.
With workload, can we scale the number of RGWs dynamically?
No, not with SCADA, maybe.
Not with SCADA, but maybe...
Maybe if we have defined something for the Cephadium step, then that's like based on like we need to
add conditions.
Yeah, like we need to see the scalar, like based on like if this request, if we have hit this request, then Cephadium can trigger or increase the RGWs. That's possible, but not with SCADA.
Yeah. SCADA specifically to
Kubernetes. Okay. Yeah, sure.
is there anything similar for tuning, for suggesting tuning?
Sorry, so the question was, is anything similar?
So I think he's asking if there is, if you can scale, if I understood correctly, that you can suggest configuration tuning based on the workload.
So the tuning comes from the like, kind of a YAML, like which preferred YAML you need to use or something like that. It's kind of a data based on the scaling, right? And like it's, I don't know, HPA has some mechanism, like it's based, the scaling is based on HPA only, so HPA does not look up for the configuration. It just look up for the deployment, like how the deployment see it. Just see the counts. That's
about tuning, right, it's a little off topic, but I recently read a research paper where Luster was doing machine learning performance analysis based out of ML and AI workloads and suggesting what configuration there was some. I think I shared that research paper in Cent Performance Weekly once, and checked that research paper. But this is a really nice idea that, based on AI, use AI ML models to just workload analysis and suggest configuration different parameters in the Cent cluster.
Okay.
That discussion was, it's more of a, that discussion more led to Cent Performance Weekly discussion. Have more discussion in the upstream community meetings or in the dev monthly. We could good forums for that. Sounds fun initially, but I don't know how much it's really possible.
Okay. So thank you, folks. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Sure.